This is Akashvani, the news read by Anmol Solomon Sunny. Defense Minister Rajnath Singh will be on a three-day visit to Russia beginning today. During the visit, Defense Minister and his Russian counterpart, Andrei Veselov, will co-chair its 21st meeting of India-Russia Intergovernmental Commission on Military and Military Technical Cooperation in Moscow. The two leaders will review the entire range of multifaceted relations between the two countries in the field of defense, including the military-to-military and industrial cooperation. They will also exchange the views on contemporary regional and global issues of mutual interest. As part of the visit, Mr. Singh will also commission India's Navy's Little Multirole Stealth Guided Missile Frigate, INS Tushil, at Yantra Shipyard, Kalingar, on the 9th of December. Chief of the Naval Staff Admiral Dinesh K. Tripathi will accompany him for the commissioning ceremony. Prime Minister Narendra Modi said that the country's fight against TB has got stronger with the launch of a special 100-day campaign and will focus on the high-burden TB districts. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that India is fighting TB in a multi-pronged manner with the double support of patients, Jan Bhagidari, newer drugs and the use of technology and better diagnostic tools. He appealed to all to come together and to do their bit to eliminate TB. Earlier responding to the post of Union Health Minister J.P. Nadda, Prime Minister said that the initiatives like Nishemitras and the shorter and effective treatments have significantly reduced the TB incidence, removed the recovery rates and reinforced India's global leadership in combating TB. President Draupadi Murmu will facilitate the National Panchayat Awards winners for the year 2022-23 on the 11th of this month in New Delhi this year. A total of 45 awardees will be selected under various categories, reflecting a wide spectrum of achievements in grassroots governance and community development. Of the 42 awards, awardee panchayats, 42% of them are panchayats led by women. This year, nearly 1.94 lakh gram panchayats participated in this competition. The Union Minister of Commerce and Industry, Piyush Goyal, will meet the Norwegian industry delegation led by the Norwegian ambassador, May Ellen Stenner, in Mumbai today. During this statement from the Ministry of Commerce and Industry, the key focus of the business roundtable will be the recent free trade agreement between India and Europe Free Trade Association countries, which hold immense potential for both the nations. India is particularly keen on attracting $100 billion in investments from the EFTA countries, as outlined in the agreement, the ministry said. The External Affairs Minister, Dr. S. Jaishankar, has emphasized the need for more innovative and participative diplomacy to resolve the global conflicts. He pointed towards the negotiations rather than being continued warfare in the Russia-Ukraine conflict. Dr. Jaishankar was speaking at the panel discussion on the conflict mediation in the new era at Doha Forum 2024 in Qatar yesterday. The Unified Payments Interface, UPI, which was launched in 2016, has transformed financial access in the country. According to the country titled Open Banking and Digital Payments, Implication for Credit Access, UPI has enabled nearly 300 million individuals and around 50 million merchants to perform the seamless digital transactions. As per the study, 75% of all the digital retail payments in India were done through UPI by October last year. India will resume their second inning on the third day of the match, overnight score of 128/5 in the second test match of the Border Gavaskar Trophy against the host, Australia, at Adelaide Oval. The match will begin at 9:30 a.m. IST, and the visitors are still trailing in Australia's first innings total of 29 runs. Rishabh Pant and Nitish Reddy were at the crease at the end of the day two of the pink ball test. In World Chess Championship, the 10th game between Indian Grandmaster Domaraju Gukesh and the defending champion Dick Lirin of China ended in a draw in Singapore yesterday. And that is the end of this news bulletin.